Last night, hit TV drama Yellowstone returned to the Paramount Network with a new episode after nearly 2 years away, and it was a crucial one expected to reveal how they were going to write off the show's longtime star Oscar winner Kevin Costner. And heads up for everyone, we're going to talk about what happens to Costner's character John Dutton for the next couple minutes. The episode opened with a swarm of police inside Dutton's home. Here is his daughter Beth, played by Kelly Riley.
It's my father!
We can't have anyone on the inside of the house until detectives give us approval.
Why are there detectives in the house?
Is this a crime scene? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that does not sound good. Here to talk about the fate of Costner's John Dutton and its impact on the Yellowstone universe is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey there.
Hi.
So, Eric, Yellowstone was the most watched show on TV when this fifth season started 2 years ago. Can you just describe the show a little bit for those who maybe don't know it well?
Sure. So it's a drama centered on the family that owns the largest ranch in Montana, the Yellowstone Dutton Ranch. And Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, is this tough patriarch who heads the family and will do anything to preserve that ranch. Now, earlier in the fifth season, which was split into two parts, Dutton became governor of Montana, but his adopted son, Jamie, wanted the job, and that kind of put them at odds.
Got it. So it seems like it's a bit of a shock for the second half of the season to start this way.
Yeah, I mean, we learned that Dutton is dead within the first 5 minutes of the episode. Now, it looks like he died of a self-inflicted gunshot, but anyone who knows John Dutton knows he likely wouldn't kill himself. And in a previous episode, we had seen Jamie talking about the possibility of really pushing back against his father, which Beth immediately suspects. So this kind of feels like a modernized version of that classic soap opera Dallas, in a way, you know, with a high-powered family going to war inside itself with the fate of the ranch and maybe of Montana hanging in the balance.
I mean, Eric, given just how popular Yellowstone is, why is a big star like Kevin Costner leaving now, we should note, in the middle of the season?
Well, that is a complicated Hollywood story. So Yellowstone's fifth season debuted in 2022, and the second half was delayed by the writers and actor strikes. But there was also this tension between Costner and the show's co-creator slash showrunner, Taylor Sheridan. Now, Costner was trying to balance Yellowstone with his work on Horizon, this planned trio of Western films. But Costner eventually announced that he would not return for the second half of the season, and Sheridan had to figure out how to write him out.
Got it. So how will losing Costner's John Dutton affect the future of Yellowstone?
Well, it's tough to tell from this first episode, which flashed back 6 weeks to capture cowboys working for the Yellowstone Dutton Ranch, moving livestock to Texas. Now, Yellowstone is often at its most affecting when it's capturing its working class cowboy heroes standing up for a way of life that they love, but they fear it's under threat. And I think that's another reason why this show sometimes feels like prestige TV for red states, elevating tradition while echoing concerns that those traditions might be destroyed by outside forces. Now, it might be tough for Yellowstone to carry on without Kevin Costner, but I think the audience's love for these characters, the culture, and that message, along with Sheridan's bold storytelling, just might keep the Yellowstone universe popular for quite a while.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
Thank you.